A photo finish between the Brewers and the Cardinals. We pick it up bottom two, tied at two.
He's in a 2-2 tie. The pitch, Sogard lines it into right field, a base hit. VR comes around third. The throw home is a one-hopper to Yadier Molina, and down to second base, Eric Sogard. The Brewers have a three-run second inning and lead 3-2. The windup, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball hit well to right field. Grichik goes back. He's at the wall. This is gone. An opposite field home run for Domingo Santana, 4-3 Milwaukee. From the belt, the pitch. A swing and a fly ball hit well to left field. Tommy Pham's on the run, back to the wall, and this one is gone. Jonathan Villar hits a two-run homer. Now the pitch. A swing, and there's a drive hit well. Right field, it might go. It's a goner in the Cardinal bullpen, and the Redbirds are down by one. Tommy Pham's second home run of the day. He didn't miss that one. With the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a high fly ball center field. Grichik sends this one back to the track, and it's caught at the top of the wall by Keon Broxton.
Brewers hang on by the slimmest of margins for a 6-5 win. Despite a terrific 2.95 ERA and 8 career starts against St. Louis, Wednesday was only Chase Anderson's first victory against them. The Cardinals were mere inches away from a go-ahead 2-run homer in the top of the ninth, but a deep fly ball by Randall Grichik was grabbed at the wall by Keon Broxton, handing the Cardinals a crushing 6-5 loss at Miller Park on Wednesday. Here is St. Louis skipper Mike Matheny.
Yeah, good play. Good at bat, too. And I got into position and had to fight our way back in after giving a little too much. But, kept coming. Thought that ball, when it came off the bat, looked like it was going to be far enough that it wasn't even going to get taken back. But, great play on their part.
What did you see from Carlos today?
I thought he was good. He obviously caused himself some damage. And, that's twice, and he's one of the better fielders. It was interesting to watch him that next inning go out and make two really good picks to second base. The kid, he's not afraid to make plays. He just got to let it go and trust himself. He should be one of the better defenders from the mound in the league. He's just that athletic. That's two games here where it's hurt him. A chance to really end the inning. And so we're looking at a zero, three runs. Turns the tide of that game in a hurry. But I did a nice job of gathering himself, pulling himself together, making good pitches after that.
Pham, another big game, two run homers. I mean, he just looks
amazing. I mean, giving us a good shot in the arm to get started and getting us right there within striking distance. He's putting together a great season. And, if he has one day where it doesn't look quite right, he makes great adjustments getting right back in there. I mean, the ability to hit the ball, obviously to pull it, but to go the opposite way like he does. Almost had another one, too, that he just missed. So, it was a good day for Tommy.
Randall's been trying to find some offensive momentum. Do you like Randall's been trying to find some offensive momentum. Do you like the approach that he had today?
Yeah, I think we're just going to continue to watch him. And, he's making those adjustments, too, shortening up when he needs to. And when he stays in the zone, it's going to be something that works well for him. And he apparently didn't get that last one. But he's a guy that can turn the game in a hurry.
Does Carlos get ahead of himself sometimes when he's got a play like that, where he just rushes the
action? Yeah, not exactly sure. He's not going through proper footwork for certain. I think he is just trying to he's so athletic where he's seen sometimes those balls down the third baseline where he'll jump and throw, so he's not always going to set his feet, but he's got a better chance when he does. And when he just trusts himself and go ahead and make a good firm throw. I think that's happened twice. He was just making sure, trying not to make a mistake instead of making a good solid play. He's a good defender. He's going to make those plays going forward.
Tommy Pham drilled two home runs on Wednesday for his third multi-homer game of the season, but it was not enough as the Cardinals fell by the slimmest of margins, 6-5 to the Brewers at Miller Park on Wednesday. Pham spoke to the media after the crushing loss.
We played a good game. We put ourselves in a chance. We gave ourselves a chance to win, and we just didn't end up on top today. Brox, he made a great catch though. He's a super athlete. And he made a great play, saved a game-saving catch.
That's a catch all you guys dream of making, isn't it?
No, I make that play a lot. But not too many guys make that play.
Tell me the power that you showed opposite field. Does that, you know, have driving the ball that way, does that kind of say where you are? Is it hit it right now? Because I know that's something you've been working toward.
Well, it was off-speed pitch away, and I stayed on it. And that's a good sign for any hitter. You know, to stay on an off-speed pitch and drive it like that, it's a good sign.
Is that kind of a jolt to come in today and find that Leake had been traded?
Very. I saw it when I was foam rolling today. Looking at the TV and it said Mike Leake traded, and I was like, is this a joke? You know, but April Fool's was months ago, so it's shocking all of us, you know. I was very surprised.
Disappointed too?
Leake's a true pro. You know, there's not too many guys who show up every day and just do their job. You know, he's the last of a dying breed.
When a team is contending for either a division or a wild card, does that send a message that maybe they're not contending as much as you thought? Or what?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a. It's the mess. It's just. I expected something different. You know, maybe we receiving a player instead of trading a player, but no, it is what it is. I just show up every day and do my job. I prepare, make sure I'm in the best possible position to put myself in a position to be successful. And that's all I can control, me, you know.
The Cardinals continue their road trip on Thursday when they head to San Francisco to face the Giants.